Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's policies turned his state into the epicenter for the battle to save education. Our activist of the week is a drummer for the band If I Had a Hi-Fi. He fights that fight through music with his organization, Unintimidated. Welcome to the show, DJ Hostetler. We just talked to Martin Atkins about education being the next punk rock. What is your take on education being the next punk rock?
Well, it's that people in power don't want people to be educated. I mean, that pretty much sums it up right there. Punk rock was education for a lot of people in the 70s when it got started. And now let's flip the script. You know, education is just as punk rock because it allows people to, you know, do things themselves and set their own destinies.
I think Martin would approve of that answer.
I think it's a very
actually,
cool answer.
Yeah,
very
my
cool
goodness. Answer. Way to be concise and right to the point there. Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to blabber on for a couple minutes. So DJ, so thinking about that, though, you know, we want to feature the work that you guys are doing. Musicians, so it's organizer of Unintimidated Wisconsin Musicians Against Scott Walker. What the hell you guys got against Scott Walker?
What don't we have would be a more concise question. We've got against him everything that he's been doing to strip education away from the state, to strip women's rights out of the state, to screw working class people, and to screw unions, and to screw the environment. And he's basically... He's waving his stuff around everywhere and screwing everything that moves, and we're here trying to at least let people know that there are people that are PO'd about it, if nothing else.
And that's what I really like about your project, because you bring it back, and I know we're an education talk show and we like to feature on the
sure.
punk rock side, but people come back to this and say, but I mean, you are taking up the reins and saying, look, there's an educational aspect, throwing punk rock back to its roots, which is political education particularly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and bringing up some of that interest and reminding people that, hey, pay attention. When I look at one of the articles you were featured in, you talked about the fact that one of the things that you think that this project can do is that at least be on record that there were people testifying at this moment in time that crappy shit was actually happening.
Exactly. It's a document for, you know, and maybe this is a little pie in the sky, but it's a kind of historical document so that when people look back and say, what the hell was Wisconsin thinking when this, what I hope and what I'm sure you hope will hopefully be a blip in Wisconsin's progressive history overall, we can at least point back and say, no, you see, there were people that were upset. There were, you know, there's the record of everybody marching in Madison 5 years ago. There's this record of really angry punk rock that that was out there actually trying to give a voice to the frustrations that everybody was feeling, which is something that's I feel has been missing from a lot of punk rock in the last 10, 20 years. When I think back to the Bush years, I could maybe count one or two angry anti-Bush rock songs on my hand. Whereas, you know, back in the early 80s, when everybody was pissed off at Reagan, like you couldn't throw a dead cat in a club without hitting a, you know, politically active punk band.
Right.
So it's kind of hoping to bring things back to that. You could listen to music and get something more out of it than just, you know, dancing or whatever.
Just so people understand, you've been involved in this, I mean, since Act 10. You had a band mm-hmm. called If I Had a Hi-Fi, and you released a signal. You sent out a signal by releasing a single called Imperial Walker. So, I mean, you, DJ, have kind of been involved with this Walker and bringing punk rock to the front to protest against what Walker was doing with his Act 10 dismantling of the public unions, dismantling teachers. I mean, talk about that song and what pushed you in that direction. Had you been actively writing conscientious political punk rock, or did Act 10 move you?
You know, the majority of If I Had a Hi-Fi's song lyrics are kind of, you know, like nerdy stuff that that we like to just kind of share with people and say, this is really cool. Or we've you know, been really fascinated by true crime in the past, or just like, or we've written a lot of songs about Wisconsin. Like years ago, we wrote a song about Dr. Evermore's sculpture garden called Doubting Thomas Telescope. So we've always had a a deep vein of Wisconsinism in the band. And when Act 10 came down, I was kind of watching all the protests unfold via social media while I was stuck at my desk at work, feeling really powerless. You know, like I'm stuck in my, you know, my wage slave labor right now. I can't get away to go voice my opposition right now, which I eventually, a couple weekends here or there, I managed to get out there. But at the time, it was a very similar feeling to what Tony, the other coordinator behind Unintimidated, and I were feeling earlier this year, or early last year, I guess I should say, when Walker was gearing up for his presidential run. Just in both situations, I felt really powerless, and I felt that just yelling on Facebook and hitting share and going about my day, you know, that's a great short-term diffuser that a lot of people kind of use as a little bit of a social media electronic opiate.
Right.
And I'm just like, in both cases, I wanted to do something more that I, you know, felt in control of, you know, like I'm not a politician. I'm not someone who's really comfortable going out and canvassing and knocking on doors, but I'm really good at getting into a studio and playing drums and screaming a lot. So let's do that. And at the time we raised, we raised like $500-$600 for Progressives United, which we, sent over to Russ Feingold right away. This time we wanted to raise money for Planned Parenthood, some soup kitchens in Milwaukee. We actually did a show in Madison where the funds from the door were split between Planned Parenthood and the TAA, the Teacher Assistant Association at UW-Madison. So we've gotten a little bit of help for education in that respect.
I'm sensing that there's a kind of a punk rock community, and
community is a good way. That's a really big word for us. Honestly, I feel like not to toot my own horn a bunch, but I feel like one thing that our band has done is to build a pretty active punk rock community just in our immediate circle of like-minded bands.
Unintimidated, Wisconsin musicians against Scott Walker, and it sounds like now it's turning into punk rock musicians against all idiot conservatives that are doing stupid things to education, to women, you name it. If I'm listening right now and I want to find out more, I want to buy the DVD or the CD, where do I go?
Unintimidatedscottwalker.org is the best place to start. That'll point you toward our Bandcamp, where you can either download the MP3s or order the CD, DVD of the videos of the band's recording, and the zine with all the lyrics, the propaganda, and a quite risque centerfold of Scott Walker, I'm going to warn you.
Well, DJ Hostetler, thank you so much for your time, and keep the punk rock going, and thanks for making it educational and political again, because God knows we need it.
Keep busting those pencils, DJ.